Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, Mary. You look great and you have a wonderful tan. What did you do at the weekend?
Hello, Jack. Well, my parents and I had a long drive to the countryside to Sherwood Forest. My father is very much interested in Robin Hood, you know. Then we had lunch in a vintage inn in the summer garden. It was fantastic.
A vintage inn? What is that? Is it a kind of countryside pub?
Not really. Actually, there are a lot of them, close to many major sites in Great Britain. They may look village-like, but the standards of service are very high, and the food is very tasty.
I don't find such places amusing. Besides, the prices there are usually huge.
It's not cheap, I agree. At the same time, a lunch in London can be even more expensive indeed. Where else can you try a traditional pudding or a delicious cheddar mash after all?
Still, I don't see any point in driving miles from London just to have a light lunch. What will you do there except gazing out of the window across a village green or a natural pond, if you're lucky?
I cannot agree with you here, I'm afraid. Vintage inns are generally located in places worth visiting, like stately homes or historic villages or any other tourist attractions, and many are close to enchanting walks. It's not only about a meal. As for staying indoors, as I said, most vintage inns have their own gardens, and they're ideal to have lunch in fine weather. That's where I got my tan, anyway.
Well, you seem to have managed to persuade me. Next weekend, I'm going to Cardiff. Is there a vintage inn close?
There must be one. If you take a look at the map, you'll certainly discover the closest vintage inn.
It may turn out not as good as the one you visited last weekend, though.
According to the travel brochure, every vintage inn is different. But they're all the same. They may have different designs and menus, but all landlords and landladies share the same passion for good food and excellent service, believe me.
Okay, can you lend me the map? I am sure you took one in the inn you visited.
You know me well enough. I'll bring it tomorrow, I promise.
Thanks. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, Mary. You look great and you have a wonderful tan. What did you do at the weekend?
Hello, Jack. Well, my parents and I had a long drive to the countryside to Sherwood Forest. My father is very much interested in Robin Hood, you know. Then we had lunch in a vintage inn in the summer garden. It was fantastic.
A vintage inn? What is that? Is it a kind of countryside pub?
Not really. Actually, there are a lot of them, close to many major sites in Great Britain. They may look village-like, but the standards of service are very high, and the food is very tasty.
I don't find such places amusing. Besides, the prices there are usually huge.
It's not cheap, I agree. At the same time, a lunch in London can be even more expensive indeed. Where else can you try a traditional pudding or a delicious cheddar mash after all?
Still, I don't see any point in driving miles from London just to have a light lunch. What will you do there except gazing out of the window across a village green or a natural pond, if you're lucky?
I cannot agree with you here, I'm afraid. Vintage inns are generally located in places worth visiting, like stately homes or historic villages or any other tourist attractions, and many are close to enchanting walks. It's not only about a meal. As for staying indoors, as I said, most vintage inns have their own gardens, and they're ideal to have lunch in fine weather. That's where I got my tan, anyway.
Well, you seem to have managed to persuade me. Next weekend, I'm going to Cardiff. Is there a vintage inn close?
There must be one. If you take a look at the map, you'll certainly discover the closest vintage inn.
It may turn out not as good as the one you visited last weekend, though.
According to the travel brochure, every vintage inn is different. But they're all the same. They may have different designs and menus, but all landlords and landladies share the same passion for good food and excellent service, believe me.
Okay, can you lend me the map? I am sure you took one in the inn you visited.
You know me well enough. I'll bring it tomorrow, I promise.
Thanks. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.